Traditionally, in times of economic downturn, investors see gold as a safe haven. But in recent months, the price of gold has risen and fallen erratically. So is investing in gold a wise decision these days? We've called Jane Bryant Quinn to find out. She's a financial analyst and a nationally syndicated columnist. She joins us from New York City. Welcome to the program, Jane.
Thank you very much, Leanne. I'm delighted to be with you.
So you would think that the perfect storm has arrived to invest in gold. There's fear, there's turmoil, there's panic, there's falling markets. Has there been a run on gold?
There was a run on gold last year, October, up to January, up to March. There was a whole lot of panic buying, hit a record price, and then it went way down again. Now, gold is a very iffy kind of investment. I really don't recommend it.
Really?
People think that it is a safe place. It's a safe thing in turmoil. Well, how safe is this if it was selling for $600 a year ago, and then it goes up to $1,000 an ounce in a few months, and now it's down to $746 when I looked this morning an ounce? No, that is not what I would call a safe long-term investment.
What kind of gold are we talking about as an investment?
When you're investing in gold, Leanne, what you are doing or what you should be doing is buying gold coins, the kind of coin they call a bullion coin. It's just a plain old coin made of 1 ounce gold, and the most popular one for Americans is called the American Eagle. It's put out by the Mint. It's sold by coin dealers. It's sold by reputable, let me hasten to say, reputable coin dealers online as well.
Are there a lot of scams out there now involving gold? And if so, then how does a consumer find a reputable dealer?
Do you know, when I look around at the what is happening online, and a lot of this stuff is online with gold coins, I'm just shocked. Some of these shopping network thing, and there are several of them, they are saying, here is a set of gold coins, American Gold Eagles, in four different weights. They're selling them for $5,000. And they send you a fancy packet and whatnot. Well, a coin dealer, if you went to a gold coin dealer and said, I want those same coins, they would probably charge you $1,800.
So if one wanted to buy gold as a meaningful investment, actually, how much should one buy?
You need to buy a lot of gold. Gold as an investment is really for very rich people who can buy large bars of gold and they put them around the world. And the only reason you buy them is that if the whole financial system collapses so that the dollar isn't worth anything, well, then you've got gold. But if you buy 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 gold coins, which is what individuals commonly do, that's not a huge hedge against the dollar being worth nothing. My feeling about gold, Leanne, is that it's much more an opportunistic investment. It's something that people, or maybe experts really, buy to trade rather than to hold because it is the price is so erratic.
I want to discuss another aspect of gold that's popped up in the economy. I actually have an ad to play from a website.
Do you have broken or unwanted jewelry? Turn your broken chains, old class rings, gold coins, and more into cash by going to...
Have you heard or seen these ads? I mean, I'm looking at the Washington Post, and I'm seeing an ad for a gold party this weekend where you can bring in your old gold. What are we talking about here?
I have indeed seen these, and if people have gold, old gold jewelry, you know, that wedding ring from the husband you shed a long time ago, you don't need that wedding ring anymore. So it would make sense to me to sell your gold. You won't get the gold price itself. You'll get something considerably less because it will be, you'll need commissions and profits and whatnot from the jeweler who takes your gold. And you also need to understand that you're selling it for the melt price. All they're going to do is melt it down. And if you have a fine piece, I would take it to an estate jeweler who will give you a jewelry price for it rather than a gold melt price.
Jane Bryant Quinn is a syndicated columnist and author of Smart and Simple Financial Strategies for Busy People. And she joined us from her home in New York City. Jane, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Leanne.